This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Al and Jerry. Number one with people and cars stuck in traffic on the LIE and the Jersey Turnpike.
Okay.
Jerry, Eddie's bringing them back. Those are old school.
Oh, they're not new?
I played this for you, Jerry, because I know you liked this yesterday.
I did like this. I forgot to go get it, but yes, I did like it.
Chris Young.
I'm going to let this go for a minute.
Yeah.
You got to remind me. When we do the podcast later, I had what I thought, and I mean this, an unlocking of my brain at about 1:30 in the morning.
In a good way, like you were going to see the universe?
No. You know how you feel like we see and witness and take in so much in our lives, and we forget everything? All I'll say is, this will be a little tease for the podcast later, and it's amazing how vivid it was. I saw the credits in my dream for the Honeymooners.
Wow.
And a name popped up in my head. You know the stars that pop in the Honeymooners, right? And I saw it directed by, and I had a specific name. It so much woke me up that I went right to my phone and I Googled his name. And he had nothing to do with the Honeymooners. Nor is he even a person.
Oh. I thought, not even a person.
I woke up, and more later, I promise. I woke up thinking, repressed memory. Like, that was weird. I don't know why I dreamt of it. Very strange.
Maybe this person, Jerry, is the director of your life.
Maybe.
And when you go to heaven, this person will be
perhaps
there waiting to hold your hand and take you through the next phase of consciousness.
Maybe that is it. We'd have to ask Aaron Rodgers. I don't know.
Yeah, which is interesting that you bring that up there, Jerry, because Rudy Gobert of the Bucks. I don't know why this is a story now, but it is a story now. He was talking. He did a darkness retreat last year, and he said that he had contacted Aaron Rodgers prior to this to see what to expect. And he says, this is what Rudy Gobert said of his experience going in the dark. He said, in the dark, all you have is the present moment, which reveals what is truly meaningful, whether it's love, forgiveness, peace, and it begins to transform you as you truly, authentically touch what is most important to you. He was in the darkness for 64 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You come out, it's got to be so bright when you walk out of that.
What happens when, 64 like...
64 hours of darkness.
And I'm not being stupid when I ask this question. And I know not the best humans in the world. When an inmate goes into solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Do they have these experiences?
That's a great question.
Or is this because you are psyching yourself up to have this experience, you lead yourself to that?
Well, I would say that even in solitary confinement, I believe they're allowed to go out for maybe an hour a day.
Are they? I don't know.
23 hours in, 1 hour out, I think. And you're interacting with the guards who will slide you your food. Old school,
true.
Prison style.
So but these people are given food, are they not?
They are.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how you get the food in the darkness.
I would think they slide it under a door or something.
And then what, you just feel around for it or smell?
I've never done this, nor do I have any interest in doing this. I don't know.
Yeah, the
I'm darkness. Just wondering if, like, what's the difference?
And what if I just sit in the darkness in my condo when I go home from work?
Right. It's really like your Saturdays.
Yeah. What if I just did that on a Saturday and Sunday?
I imagine you could do that. You would have to lock yourself into a closet or something because otherwise the light would peer through. Or you could do it at home.
And where am I going to the bathroom? Hours. Where's Rudy Gobert going to the bathroom?
I don't know enough about this. I wonder,
like, is there like a little mini toilet there? Mini toilet.
Maybe they put a port-a-john in there.
Yeah, like a little port-a-john toilet.
Gross.
And you're sitting in your own smell in the dark.
Okay.
And you don't
maybe
know.
That's why they're vomiting. You ever think of that?
Yeah. It's not the ayahuasca. It's the smell of your own waste.
Ugh. Awful.
That you're sitting next to.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, good for Rudy Gobert. I'm him and Aaron Rodgers, fast friends. You think Aaron Rodgers is a happy guy?
I do.
Even though the fact he's got zero relationship with his family.
Mm.
Like, at some point, I would think, that's got to bother you a little on some level.
Yeah. I'm going to say no, then. I'm going to completely reverse that. Not happy.
That was quick.
Yeah. Plus, he's so deep into conspiracies, and while fun, it can drive you nutty.
Yeah, make you batty, actually.
I've let it drive me nutty, and I'm not even full deep into conspiracies. Mm-hmm. I'm only semi into conspiracy
You can let these things consume you, for sure.
Right, you start seeing things that aren't there.
I also think the more involved you are in the real world, like what we do here is fun. I mean, really, talking about games is nonsense, comparatively speaking to what's going on in other parts of the world. I think the more you get involved in that, the more you can drive yourself crazy and depress yourself.
Yes. I had to stop following certain people on Twitter because they were so knee-deep. Things I'm interested in, but it was too much.
Mm-hmm.
I was making myself a little nutty, Jerry.
Yeah, I know. I've always told you, like, as I've gotten older, the idea of working at a place like Windsor 880 as a news anchor, reader, or whatever you want to call it, is really intriguing to me. But I also don't know if I would go home happy or sad. I mean, the news is brutal.
In Uptown Manhattan, a grandmother got kicked in the face on the subway. I'm Jerry Recco.
And by the way, that might have happened this morning.
Right.
Who knows?
In Manhattan, a crazy person beheaded three people.
Oh, God.
And in sports, the Rangers take a 2-0 lead.
You're exactly right. It's like, when's news time? 5:29. Earlier this evening on Broadway and 7th Street, a man got kicked in the head and stabbed in his testicles. The Rangers beat the Capitals 4-2, and the Knicks played the Sixers on Thursday. I mean,
mostly sunny today with a high of 65.
Here's Tom Kaminsky.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is. I know. It's so stupid.
Like, I don't think we need to know about random. I'm trying to think, like, I guess we need to know about random killings and random things that could affect us.
Mm-hmm.
But like most people that murder somebody they know. I don't think we need to know that. That was a beef between those two, and that person should go away forever.
Yes.
But it's not a threat to me as a listener and somebody just in New York City.
So society, you're saying those specific stories society doesn't necessarily need to get hit over the head with.
Yeah, we don't need those on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Like if a wife kills her husband because he cheated, that's between those two. It's not going to affect me. If a random person on the streets is just whacking people in the head with a baseball bat, that I want to know about because that could be me one
so
day.
Basically what you're saying is domestic disputes should probably be left to the privacy of the people, as bad as they might be, as opposed to making it public.
Yeah. Like, definitely I want the law involved.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
It's too much, Jerry.
And there is a lot of news they could get to otherwise. That
they
is true.
Sure could.
Yep.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
In other police news.
Oh, geez.
Police, Jerry, are looking for the brother of Nikola Jokic.
What'd he do?
Oh, I thought I was saying that wrong. The brother was seen punching a fan after Denver's buzzer-beating win over the Lakers in the stands.
That was the Jamal Murray basket.
Yeah.
And so you're saying Nikola Jokic's brother then punched somebody?
Yeah, they got into an altercation, punched the guy in the face.
Wow.
They can't find the guy who got punched in the face. And they can't find the brother right now.
Hmm.
By the way, I saw a picture of this brother sitting in the stands. Very intimidating.
Well, Nikola Jokic is 7'2", 280.
That's what this guy looks
like. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. That's fine. He's older or younger?
He looks older.
Older? Yeah, I'd probably stay away from him.
Me too.
Imagine you're a Mavericks fan, and you buy a seat on StubHub, and you show up, and you're right next to Jokic's brother, who is twice your size.
And you're talking trash.
Oh, and they were, because they were, that game was 99-99 before the Jamal Murray basket. And if you remember, they blew a 20-point, not, I said Mavericks fan, not the Mavericks, the Lakers. The Lakers blew a 20-point lead in that game.
Boomer's right. You never know who you're, he's talked about this when, you know, he was on the Jets and the Bengals. You never know who you're sitting next to in the stands. Could be a family member.
Absolutely.
Of Boomers, or, and then you're trashing them, and their family member's right near you. If that family member happens to be, why do I have a problem saying Nikola Jokic's brother, he'll punch you right in the face.
The only thing I would say to that is if you go to a basketball game,
yeah,
and you sit close to the court, and the guy next to you is 7'1".
Yeah.
Are you really not going to think that he's related to somebody on the court? And I only bring it up when Rutgers played St. John's in an exhibition game at Carneseca Arena back in, I guess it was October. I got tickets. You know, I got a couple of tickets through Rutgers. I took my son, and we were close to the court. I didn't know who the people were, but there were some very large guys next to us. I'm like, they got to be related to someone, because the only people in this building that are 6'8" and 7 feet tall are on the court. So it's got to be someone related. So we mind what we're saying. I would think you would know that it's Jokic's somewhat relative.
In your years of doing Rutgers basketball and Columbia basketball prior, did you ever see a player with his parents wherein both parents were small?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Like it skipped a generation and they got a really tall son?
Probably, but I don't recall right now. Most are relatively not the same size, but you could see why. So here's a good one. So like Zach Edey. Zach Edey, 7'4". And you see his mom. His mom's like 6'3".
Is that right?
Now, she is still head and shoulders shorter than him. But when you see a woman that's 6'3", the fact that her son is 7, it makes sense.
Right.
But no, have I ever seen a dad that's 5'7", with a mom who's 5'5", and their son is 6'10"? I don't think so.
You know what's weird when you see like a really large man like Shaq, and then his girlfriend or wife
is 5'1"?
Yeah, it's weird.
I think his ex-wife was like 5'2", for real.
Like, they come up to their navel.
Yes.
This is a weird visual just when they're just standing next to each other.
Yes.
Right?
He's since divorced. I don't think he's with anybody right now.
Correct.
And I think he has been on record as talking about how depressing his life is with his kids grown up. And the fact that, as he said, he screwed up relationships.
Yes.
So I was just seeing if I see the images. Yeah. His ex-wife comes up to his nipple.
Oh, that's taller than I thought.
I mean, like forehead to nipple.
Just like, who's the NCAA college basketball player, female, who just was drafted, tall blonde gal? Oh, Eddie knows who I'm talking
about.
Cameron Brink.
Oh, Cameron Brink. From USC or Stanford?
Stanford.
I saw a picture of her next to the comedian Kevin Hart. It is so bizarre.
But Kevin Hart is like 5'4".
I know, but you see a large man with a smaller woman all the time. To see a tall woman with a small Kevin Hart was a bizarre photo.
Tell me Kevin Hart and Shaq is not bizarre. Take a look at that real quick.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You've never seen the Shaq and Kevin Hart photos. It's almost like Judge and Altuve.
Oh, my gosh,
yes,
Jerry.
Right.
Wow.
And if you look up Judge and Altuve at second base of a baseball game, not quite this extreme, but it also looks like a father and his son on the baseball field.
The weird thing with the Judge and Altuve ones, while it looks bizarre, they're never like, in the other pictures, they're standing next to each other. Mm-hmm. This one seems a little bit in the Judge Altuve one. Judge is a little bit more in the forefront.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to mentally go, okay, they're not that, but it's bizarre.
I'll Google Warner Wolf and Andre the Giant.
Okay. Now, Warner Wolf also in Rocky III with Thunder Lips and Andre. No, that's Hulk Hogan. That's right. Not Andre the Giant.
Warner Wolf. Andre the Giant photo.
Well, that's got to be absurd, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Warner was 5'5", right? When he was at in Astoria?
I think shorter.
Maybe.
He seems to be cheating here, Jerry. He's on a on some of these photos, he's on like some sort of box.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him.
Isn't there a photo of him, of Andre holding water?
Yeah, that's
embarrassing. You know what's so interesting about this, and we all deal with it if you're not 6 foot five. Like, I'm in the elevator a lot of times with the Rutgers basketball team, and I'm not saying they're all 7 feet tall. They're not. But even a kid that's 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", they're 19 years old. And I feel like the child in the elevator because they're so much taller. They're just bigger human beings. And I always think about, like, Ian's been around large human beings for 30 years calling games.
He must feel like very tiny.
And yet Ian's, if I'm 50, Ian's got to be 55 or 56. You feel like the kid in the room.
Yeah, it's very bizarre that we've built a sport around super tall people.
Well, yeah, and the NFL's built around super large, strong people. Yeah. And it's all different. I will tell you, I'm looking up now at my younger son. It's weird. You know, Matthew only got to my height, so I'm still eye-to-eye with him. Right. Joe dude is like, he's 5'9 already, 5'10. It's like, what the hell?
At one point, Jerry, that baby
I know.
Mush with no neck in your hands.
Yes, I know.
And now he's taller than you.
He's bigger than I am. And he's got very long legs, which tells me he's going to get taller. It's just strange. You don't feel like the adult anymore.
Right.
It's just very odd.
Imagine being Manute Bol's parents.
I do think they were tall.
Manute Bol's parents?
I do think so.
One of them had to be.
Well, you would think, right. Imagine if they were like, you know, me and Ian size.
Yeah.
And Manute's son, also very
Bol
tall.
Bol. All right, we got to take a break. We're late. 5:39, we're 20 minutes away from the Boomer and Geo Big Party Show on a Wednesday here on The Fan.